up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, March 12th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Neri and I shall be your host for today. Today, we have a royal school in studio. No, there's not a school that, but see, I got to slow it down. I got to slow it down because they tend to correct you when you mention the school. They put all kind of extra letters and an extra word in the school. We have the Alumni Association of Dublin High. Watch this.
No, the.
It is the Government High School Alumni Association.
But a the.
It's the Government High School.
Yes, it's the government.
Yes, sir. Okay. And it still is the.
It still is the?
Yes, sir.
So that's Government High. I know about Government High.
Yeah, the Government High School.
The Government High
There's
School.
There's only one Government High School.
There's only one Government
Just
High School.
Just one.
And we have the, what's the correct name for the association?
For the association, it's the Government High School Alumni Association.
The Government High School Alumni Association.
Yes, sir.
So we have them.
Sounds good, hey?
It does sound good.
It really sounds
good. We have them in studio, and they plan a big event that's going to be happening on April 25th. But I brought a representative of the association to give us a brief synopsis of what the association is doing and why they having this big event come April 25th. And then we have the chair of the 4th annual Phoenix Award, who's also going to be in studio, and she's going to explain what to expect, what we're going to be expecting on that particular day, right? So we start off with Miss Dorothy Campbell,
yes,
who
sir.
Is the Vice President of
the Government High School.
I like how you say it.
Association.
I love how you say it because you don't stress on the thee, and so I like you better.
You like how, okay, so I'll say it again.
No, the Government High School is good.
The Government High School Association.
I like how you say it. Say it nice.
And so our association is an association, a body of distinguished students who would have attended the Government High School from the inception,
mm-hmm.
April 27th, 1925, to this present. And I'm delighted to say that we have students in our association from, our oldest student is, can't remember her name right now, but she's a part of our association.
Actively a part of the association?
Actively a part. We had a church service the year before last, and she was right there. I took a picture with her. I'm 64, and now my age is showing.
Mm.
Can't remember the name right now, but I will by the time we yes. leave here. And so we have students from then to the present. Actively involved, we have over 300 students in our alumni. Now, our alumni, we are dedicated to the Government High School. And so this is fundraiser that we're having, our 4th annual Phoenix Awards. It is to assist the school in any way we can. We are obligated to the school. We have some people who don't want to be a part, and we're inviting you to please be a part. Just remember what it is that we were taught at Government High. Remember Nisi Dominus Fustra. Remember our school prayer. That we will help. Remember what we were taught in the walls of the Government High School. Anatole Rogers was my headmistress, and Keva Bethel was my senior mistress. You couldn't wear your skirt below your knee. There was a certain way you walked in Government High. You had to say good morning, good afternoon, if you saw them three times in one morning. There's a certain way you had to walk and talk. Present yourself in school. And so we were also taught in Government High that you are the future leaders. It was instilled in us from 1973 to 78. I spent 3 years personally at the Poinciana campus, and I spent 2 years in Yellow Elder. But it was instilled in us that you are to distinguish yourself wherever you go, in church, socially, any social club, you had to be in clubs. I also was the vice president of the Kiwanis Association and a part of the school band, a part of the music department. And so you had to involve yourself. You just couldn't be in school and not be a part of anything else.
So now you have legacy, and you've started in an alumni association where you say there are people from the origin times or
yes.
beginning times are still actively involved.
Yes, sir.
But
yes,
you also
sir.
Have a special project, and this is why I bring in Ms. Bryce. Ms. Bryce, when you say special project for your alumni association, what exactly are you in charge of?
Well, I'm not in charge. I'm a part of the special projects, which means that I participate wherever the association decides that they want to take part in, such as what we're presenting this morning, the Phoenix Awards, where we honor those persons who have contributed in society as well as back to the school. They believe in the children, although we talk about the government high school. And the, let me explain the for you.
Mm-hmm.
The is pride.
That's pride?
Pure pride. That three-letter word is pure pride.
Oh,
and you can hear it. And so everybody says it with a different passion because of what it means to them personally. Mm. Okay? And so that's my role as far as once we put the plans together, I come in to execute.
So let me pause you now, because I tend to bring in a number of alumni association to give them room to explain what they're doing, right? Because I believe in giving back to the school. But I hear special projects, I hear fundraising, and I want to know what kind of special projects have you all done in the past to help the government high?
The number one project that we did was to actually initiate and put fire under the Ministry of Education to do renovations to Government High School.
Yes, yes.
Okay? We walked those walls and we felt what those children felt. And so we were able to actually sit with them, meet with them, show them how we could assist together, collaborate, and make it happen, and that's what we're doing.
Okay. And before I go to the chair of the Phoenix Award, let me ask the vice president of the association, how are you getting members? How do you get former students of Government High School to join your association and to be communicative in general, to participate in activities and stuff like that?
So we invite them through social media, through personal contacts, and then you have people who are just excited to be. And when they heard that we were putting together the Alumni Association, we were forming ways in which, or a committee or an association where students can come together and commit and be a part of what was happening at Government High, they contacted us.
Hmm.
We were on Guardian Radio. We were in the newspaper. We were on other social media platforms. And so when they heard, they became interested and called us. And right now, our plea is still because we know. And the thing about it is, you have, like, Alana is from 1983. They have a class president. I'm from class of 78. We have our head of our class. Madam Chair here is from class of 61.
71.
I'm trying to make you older than you are.
71. I'm sorry. She's from class of 71. And we know people who are from 68 straight on up. And different groups have their groupings. And they will contact us. Even when they're having little socials, they say, you want to come? Sure, because we want to meet who is or students of who were of the Government High School. Even though they're 83, you know, you have some of us who were from the 70s and 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that they should be. There's only one Government High School.
There's only one Government High School.
Just
I love how you're reiterating that fact also. So let's talk about this Phoenix Award. I didn't realize it's four. It's the fourth annual one.
Yes.
I thought y'all just started the other day.
No.
So I'll go to the chair of Ms. Vanessa Scott, who is in charge of this Phoenix Award. Give me a synopsis, summary of the Phoenix Award, what it is, and then you go in detail about what we can expect come April.
Okay, the first awards were 3 years ago, and at that time we honored persons that had attended or matriculated through the Government High School, originally through Nassau Court. Mm-hmm. before moving to Poinciana Drive. And so we honored persons such as Rupert Roberts.
Rupert Roberts been to come in here?
He's an alumni. Our oldest student is Beverly Wallace Whitfield.
That's the name.
Yes. And she's still going strong. So we have...
Is she 99 now? How old is she?
90-somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
I know she's on Facebook now, like Facebooking all the time.
She has a blog. Yeah. Yes, yes, and it's going strong. So we honored those persons that made contributions to nation building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the government high school came into being because there was a need for tertiary education for, you know, women were not really allowed to go to high school. Mm-hmm. We finish at a certain age, and they saw the need for it, and that is how that school started. So last year, the first one encapsulated everyone that they came about. The second one was students of the 50s, those mm-hmm. that graduated in the 50s, and so we had persons like Dame Janet Bostwick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We had persons like Anita Allen. We had quite a few well-known persons.
Who's who in the Bahamas?
Yes.
Henry Bostwick, who's now passed on. Last year, we did the 60s, and so we had persons like Dr. Robin Roberts,
mm-hmm.
Anita Allen, Dr. Rhonda Chipman Johnson. Mm-hmm. Those, you know, we had those persons. Dr. Nigel Lewis. So this year we are doing the decade of the 70s.
Okay.
And it's under the patronage, the fourth annual is under the patronage of Justice Ruth Bodavel, retired,
mm-hmm.
who was also a head girl of the government high school.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 33 honorees this year.
Can you say their names today?
Pardon me?
Do you have their names today? Or are you going to keep that
secret
for a while?
No, but actually we published them. We were doing two a day until we published them all.
Okay, I understand.
So we have, let me see if I can base, you know, no order, no. We have.
You're still young.
Rupo Davil.
Go ahead.
We have Dr. Conville Brown.
Mm-hmm.
We have Dr. Loxley Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
We have T. Desmond Bannister.
Bannister, okay.
Yeah, so we have some good people coming out of the government high school.
In the 70s.
We have Lyndon Rose, honorary consul.
Mm-hmm.
We have Patricia Hermans, who is now serving.
Yes, yes.
We have, I'm trying to remember them. We have Vernice Joaquin, yes. We have Vernice.
I know Vernice's name too.
We have Rhoda, Dr. Rhoda Grant Jackson.
We have Dr. Janine Rogan-Moss.
And we have the Brennan twin sisters.
Yeah, we have Dr. Melanie Thompson.
Yes.
Dr. Edwin DeMeritt.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Quite a few. It's 33 distinguished. It's when it comes to a decade, that's 10 whole years, and to choose to narrow it down to just 33.
That must be tough.
It's a lot of work because we've had so many persons that have passed through Right Honorable, and also Reverend. Honorable Reverend Bishop Leish Boy.
It's
one of those, yes. And so, you know, we ought to get all their titles right
mm-hmm.
because a lot of them work so hard. We have Vaughn Albury. We have
Paul
Fernando. So,
we
just want to say that the Government High has produced and continues to produce nation builders, strong nation builders. We also have Erica Watkins Line. Mm-hmm. We have Mispa Brown.
I know Erica.
Mm-hmm. We have the former commissioner, Ellison Greenslade.
Yeah.
Yes, that we're honoring. We have Justice Milton Evans. Then the original Golden Girl, as she calls herself, Dr. Sonia Hepburn Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Eric Clark, Pastor Eric Clark. We have Pastor Dave Burrows. So it's a mixture.
How is the name selected?
Persons, they are nominated. We have nominations. around about September of this year, we will then ask persons to nominate for the fifth. So we have a period where nominations come in. Former students would also nominate. We also have some posthumous ones of persons that, the posthumous, we do not set a decade or whatever year for them. Being honored posthumously is Johnny Kemp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just got paid.
Just got paid. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have the Darold Miller. Yeah.
Okay.
Who was the class of 71.
Yes, the Right Honorable Teresa Moxie Ingram. Mm-hmm.
So we have, and then we have Kenneth Hyler.
Yes.
Who was way, and then
Kayla Lockhart Edwards.
Yes. So persons that would have matriculated and passed through. The posthumous ones, we will try, we will continue to honor them as we advise the family that they have been selected for an honor. And once the family agrees that they will accept the honor on their behalf, then we
move forward.
Yes.
So is there a bio for all those people, especially for the posthumous?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Bios are submitted.
All of them have bios, yeah.
Everyone has a bio. And that is what, well, the posthumous ones, we would have already known their contribution. We would have already said, okay, based on X, Y, Z, they are deserving of this. So it's just a matter of getting the family to say yes and to send a bio. Mm-hmm. If the bio, we feel they miss out something, we give them up to 800 words.
Okay.
So you can put everything in a nutshell. It is extremely difficult for the living ones when we have, say, 50 or 60 persons submitting. We have brief bios based on their nomination. We have brief bios. And then we have to vet and dwindle it down to the creme de la creme of the nominees.
Okay. So let's talk about April 25th and what is happening on that day.
Okay. On April 25th, we will honor our 33 distinguished alumni at the 4th Annual Phoenix Awards to be held at the University of the Bahamas in the, what's the name of the room? The Performing Arts Center. So that starts at 7, and we are looking forward to an exciting, exciting time. Some of our honorees are not here. They are stationed abroad, but they have promised that family members will accept their honors on their behalf. And so we know it's going to be an exciting, exciting evening. It is always good when we can give back and we can say thank you for what you have done. Thank you for the work you continue to do. And thank you for assisting in building this great nation.
Okay.
Absolutely. Let me just jump in right here. That night is going to be epic. Let me say why.
Start off with yourself.
Yes, go ahead.
Let me say
ahead.
Why. Because I'm going to be mistress of ceremony myself.
Yeah.
Coming from the 80s, I know our decade is up next, and it's exciting. And Government High has been through a transition, and I am in the spot where I can say the. I have an advantage. I can say the, and I can just say GHS. I've experienced coming into the Government High School under the principal. I don't even know how to describe him. He's just been one of those who I call exceptional for my era, and that was Eris Munker, a man of high standards and everything else. So I crossed over. It was countrymen when I first came in. Then we transitioned to
magic.
We transitioned to magic, you know. So it was coming in from the end of Phoenix to bring something new. And because we're Phoenix is so powerful.
It is.
We have risen and fell and risen, and every time we did it, and it was awesome. Mm. You know? Those walls, the rhythm of the music, the Chris Justillion, the Antonio Roberts that we had in our area, in our era, great artists, and just from the legacy. For me, coming in the 80s and knowing that we had the Janet Bostwicks were always figures in our heads where we as women wanted to make sure our hair was always intact. If you know her hair, like, it was never out of place. And so this year it's going to be epic because it was trial and error. And we thank publicly Mr. Paul Fernanda for seeing that we were close to 100 years last year. Mm-hmm. Last year we celebrated 100 years. That in itself is awesome, and we give God all the praise for it.
So I want to know what I do expect to be happening on the 25th. Is there any ban? How much is the ticket? Where do I purchase tickets? What about parking? All of these things I like to know.
Well, tickets are a mere $60.
Okay, I can afford that.
Only $60. And we are encouraging as many persons to attend and celebrate with your family members with the honorees. Well, you know, honorees are all excited, and we already have some honorees that have purchased reserved as many as 30 tickets. Mm-hmm. And so that in itself speaks volume as to the weight that this prestigious Phoenix Awards carries. We also, Madam MC of the ceremony, will ensure that we pay tribute to all of the past principals from 1925 to present. We will take a moment of silence for those that have passed on. I think we have 6 or 7 that are still with us, and those 6 or 7 we will pay tribute to on that night. So I'm not certain whether they've all gotten the message, so they'll be probably hearing it for the first time.
Is it a ball or a gala ball? Any particular type of dress?
Elegantly, okay. But not formal.
But not formal.
Not formal.
Right, not formal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can put on, man, we're looking for the blue velvet shoes, you know, if you have one of those, that would just speak volumes. Yes. You still love your school that much that you can wear a blue velvet shoe.
Absolutely.
So it's $60. It's going to be at the University of the Bahamas. Yes.
At the Performing Arts Center.
Okay. Yeah. And what time does it start?
It starts at 7.
Seven. Mm-hmm. So is it 7 until or 7 until
when? 7 and with 33 honorees, and I'm sure one or two of them may want to bring some remarks and thank yous, and Madam MC will keep them in trail so that they don't go over time. So we're looking at perhaps 9:30, 10 o'clock to finish.
Is this a dinner banquet or is it just a award ceremony?
It's an award ceremony, but we do have a light refreshments afterwards. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And
That is entitled, that covered in it.
I'd like to jump in here. I can't find it. And just say that we are so delighted to have the esteemed students from the Government High School who will be assisting us, as they did in years past. We've incorporated them because we want them to be a part of this alumni association when they would have graduated. We want to give them a feel of what it is so they can go back to school and say, I think you all should be a part of this as well. Mm-hmm. And so we also have the Blue Magic, or the Government High School Magic Ivy Band. Listen, awesome. Mm. The band is awesome. It. Awesome. Listen, nobody plays and sings like them. They've truly got it together. So we're going to have them again under the direction of Mr. Justillion. Mm-hmm. And we thank you so much, sir. And we thank you. We must say thank you to the headmistress of the Government High School, who is also an alumna, Miss Pivia Roll. Thank you, ma'am, for allowing your students and allowing us to do with the Government High School. I can almost say, as all of us, so pleased. We thank you, and we are grateful for your support.
So where do I buy tickets from? Or how do I get tickets?
You can get tickets through yours truly or any member of the committee.
And how do I get in contact with you?
You can contact me at 425-2772.
And I just say, I want two tickets.
You can say you want two tickets, and I'll try and sell you four.
Of course. I'm excited about this. And the date again is April 25th.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's going to be at the University of the Bahamas.
Absolutely.
Yes. And where it's going to be exactly on the campus again?
It's the Performing Arts Center.
Which is the
old auditorium foyer. Yeah, in the main entrance. Mm-hmm. Our theme is Ashes to Achievement, a Legacy of Perseverance and Progress.
Okay.
So that's the theme for this year.
And the tickets again are
$60.
$60. And you purchase tickets through you.
Or any member of the association.
And do you have a social media page that people can land on and get more information from, or Facebook or something?
Yes, we do.
We're on Facebook.
We're on Facebook.
Yeah, so I do a search and come there, and I can ask questions, get more details about it. And do you have like past pictures of the other three award ceremonies? I can say, let me see who all got awarded and recognized already.
Absolutely.
We do. And we also have information on the Government High School. The history of the Government High School is there, along with the initial, the steering committee, the first steering committee we had.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Alana, you were a part of that. I saw you in a picture with Paul.
Yes, I was a part of that.
We have an NGO.
So we thank you for that. You're an NGO now?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
We've always been. Yeah, okay. She was a part of the initial committee that was formed. And, yeah.
Good. Before you go out, we have a caller here who wants to engage. Let me prep that call out. Because we also have, on the other part of the show, we should have the representative of the Red Cross coming to talk about their event. So let's go and engage this caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
A pleasure. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. Hello. You're live. I can hear you. Go ahead. Got disconnected. I'm sorry about that. Okay, give us a synopsis as we go to the commercial break.
Okay, so a synopsis of what's all happening.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening, definitely, the Phoenix Award, that's our biggest fundraiser yet. I'd like to introduce Mr. Romel Knowles. He is our newly elected
president.
High School Alumni Association. Couldn't be here, and so I will offer apologies in his stead.
Mm-hmm.
But the Government High School Alumni Association, I will say, these awards that we're having, and we have recognized people, because I've met persons who said that they graduated in the 60s and they were not nominated, and I said to them, send your bio to me and you still can catch this round. Mm-hmm. If you meet the criteria. And the criteria isn't much. It's very easy. It's for those individuals who would have exemplified excellence, leadership, and a meaningful contribution to society, which reflects the proud legacy of our Government High School. And you can tell by the names that we've called, that is exactly what we do. We've recognized persons who, like Mr. Fernley Palmer and his wife, who were in charge of our cafeteria,
yes,
who did a splendid job. They were administrators of the cafeteria. Mr. Walter Bain, who was a caregiver and a father to every student who passed through Government High. And so once you would have had some tentacles in the Government High School, you can be recognized and honored. And we're doing, next year we'll be in 80s.
Yes.
We'll be in the 80s. If you were from the 60s and you are nominated,
mm-hmm,
we will consider.
Right. I like that.
And I'd like to jump in here again. What we want to also do is expand our association. We want to invite every person that wore that royal blue and white.
Mm-hmm.
We still call it royal blue and white, and it will always be royal blue and white. We bleed royal blue and white right now. And we would like them to be a part of, because a lot of times people sit back and they want to know, well, how come I wasn't recognized or whatever? But the thing is, in order for you to be recognized, you have to come in and participate, because the children still needs us. When we look at other schools and their alumni and what they're doing, and you see things happening, it's amazing how you go in I remember our year went in year before last, and we dressed like uniforms. And we sat in with those kids, and they were amazed. They appreciated that because they were able to reach and touch us. And then we understood what it is. So that's a part of what this association is about, too. We want to touch the children. We want them to feel us. Although we talk about being distinguished, we still want to bridge the gap.
Okay. I'd like to thank. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to piggyback off that. The history of the government high school, it has transitioned, the government high school. Then it became Bahamas High School, so it went to BGHS. And now I think it's just government high school. And it has transitioned from a
grammar school.
Probably a, we can say a private government school, because you were required to sit and pass a common entrance exam.
Yes.
And that common entrance exam was something that you look forward to. You sat that the same way you would have sat an exam for SAC or Aquinas. And then when it transitioned to BGHS, I think in the mid-80s, then it became a feeder school.
Yes.
And so that is just an school. And I think somewhere along the line, you may find that alumni from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, they do not feel that connection because of the transition. So the job of, and one of the mandate of the Alumni Association is to try and bridge that and just unite
Absolutely.
Everybody despite the name changes.
Mm-hmm.
We still want to have that caliber of students coming from government high school, regardless of whether it's the or B. We just want to say it's the government high school.
Yes.
There you go.
And so we're hoping that the alumni can bridge that gap.
Yes.
I'd like to thank you all. I'd like to thank Ms. Vanessa Scott, who's the chair of the fourth annual Phoenix Award, the vice president, Ms. Dorothy Campbell, who's the vice president of the Government High Alumni Association.
The High School.
Yes, there you go again. And Ms. Alana Bright, who's a part of the special project committee, and of course also a part of the award ceremony operations. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. This is Guardian Radio. April 25th will be a big bang. I'm excited about it.
It's going to be.
Yes. We'll be right back.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
You try to rest, but go with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you. So what are the boy? All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Just now, I thought Shivago Lang was coming on. I looking around and say, I don't see Shivago Lang. This is still Guardian Radio here with C.A. Nearing. We have members, representatives of the Red Cross, Bahamas Red Cross Society, join us via Zoom. We should have Miss Janet Johnson, Janet Johnson, who's the chair of the Red Cross Fair, and Miss Alicia Pinder, who's director general of the Red Cross in general. And they're supposed to be having a big event coming up, and I'm invited them to explain what is happening and give us a brief synopsis on what all, how important is the Red Cross Society in the Bahamas and what they've been doing over the years. So we welcome Miss Alicia Pinder, director general of the Red Cross, and of course, the chair of the Red Cross Fair, or via Zoom. Are you there?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. This is Miss Janet?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Miss Johnson. So we'll start off with you. I'm not sure if we have Miss Pinder on the line also, but we'll start off. Start off with Miss Pinder then. Miss Pinder, good morning to you. I just wanted to remind the listening audience about the importance of the Red Cross Society and what your activities do, and then we'll transition to Miss Janet Johnson to give us some details about the fair that is upcoming.
Yes, good morning to you again, and good morning to all your listeners. Well, I think that it is very important that you use the word remind, because everyone knows who we are and have a good idea of some of the core things that we do. A lot of people basically think of us doing storms or disasters and the way that we assist in bringing normalcy to those that would be impacted. But we do have a social welfare program as well as youth programs. We have ambulance services. We teach first aid. So many other things that we do, but more importantly, we are an auxiliary of the government, which pretty much means that when there are areas where there may be a deficiency, we act as an auxiliary of the government, but not exactly under the dictatorship of any government. So we work along with government agencies, we work privately, as well as international agencies, we work for the people of the Bahamas.
And I just want to extend thanks again, especially for the reminder that you are an auxiliary of the government, and your efforts and commitment to the Bahamas in general must be commended. And you mentioned the reaction after hurricanes and disasters in general, where you just jump in and assist. So I just want to extend that. And because of what you do and so much that you do, you need fundraisers. And I think the fair, the annual Red Cross Society Fair, is one of your major events besides the ball, right? And when is the fair? I guess I'll move to Ms. Johnson to give us some details on when, where, and what's happening.
Good morning. We're still in morning. The fair is Saturday, the 28th of March. So we're about 2 weeks out. 2 to 3 weeks out, and it's going to take place. We're moving back to Government House, to the lower grounds of Government House, which is where it took place many, many years ago before it moved to Arawak Key. And so we're bringing back the prestige that the Red Cross holds and taking it back home. And in fact, our theme this year is Come Back Home.
Now, I'm a child of the 80s. I know about the Red Cross Fair being held at the government house. I know going there early, taking my nieces with me from as early as 9 o'clock. What time now does this fair usually start?
It's starting at 12 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and we should wrap up around 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
But it's, as you know, in the lower ground, so it's all enclosed. We expect to have a full complement of security to keep everybody safe, and it's also very close to the port, so that we hope that in partnership with the port now, that we will get a lot of visitors coming over the hill or up the hill to in the Red Cross. You know, it's an international organization. It's not just local. And so people from all over the world are very, very familiar with Red Cross and what they do, and how they are the first responders when a disaster strikes, and usually and then they stay through the recovery. So they're very reliable. They're dedicated. There's lots of volunteers, and we want to bring back the awareness, heighten the awareness, rather, of the Red Cross, and make sure that every single Bahamian is aware of what it does. And so that when there's a cry or for donations or volunteers, that you know, we don't hesitate. It's part of what we do, and we give freely. And we need to get back to that. And so that's what this fair is all about. That is the culture of this.
You mentioned volunteered. I guess I'll speak to Ms. Pinder about this. If Bahamians mm-hmm. are listening now and say, I didn't know you could volunteer to assist the Red Cross, how does one go about that in general? Say, man, I want to participate. I want to donate. I want to be involved.
Well, yeah. I was about to say as well, in order for the fair to be successful, we need Bahamians. We need Bahamians who nostalgia brings them back. We need them to bring their kids, their youth groups. We need Bahamians to be on the ground. We also have a cadre of volunteers, and if there are specific areas in which one wants to continue to volunteer, they can contact the office, 323-7370. We have a youth and volunteer manager who will be able to allow them to assist. But we need people to come out. We need to have thousands. I want to say now that the entrance fee is the same as it has been for so many years. It's $10 for an adult and $5 for children. And you know, every year, someone comes to the gate and says to me, why do I have to pay to get in there, adults? And I try to explain over the loud music and all the festivities that each entrance fee allows us to provide a meal, the greater part of a meal. We provide over 200 plus meals every workday, and also we provide assistance for those who receive our meals during the weekend so that they would have some food, some staple items. And so each $10 entrance fee provides us the opportunity to feed that many people, but we want to feed more. We've been going through the family islands, Mr. President Edison, some than myself, and reviving the branches, but they have needs too. We need to be able to reach more people with our social welfare program. And so $10 for those, $5 for children. We also accept donations. There are some people who say, well, I used to love the fair, but I can't do it anymore for whatever reason. We are accepting donations as well to help defray the cost of this fair. The fair is one of the second or third largest fundraising effort that the Red Cross has. It is unrestricted funds, so these are funds that we can use for the greater part of the administrative and other programs that we deem necessary. And we just need people to come out and just flood the area. Let's get back. The theme is come back home. We need you to come back home.
Come back home. Ms. Johnson, what do I expect when I come and pay my $10 as I enter, right? What do I expect to see, experience when I come to the Red Cross Fair, which will be returning home at the Government House, Mount Fitzwilliams complex down there? What to expect?
Ah, okay. Well, you'll find grounds that are well laid out. We've worked very closely with the Ministry of Works. And they are there now, preparing the grounds and laying out the booth space for the fair. You'll find a farmer's market. So we hope that the people will come to the Red Cross, and when they're leaving, purchase their goods to go home from the farmer's market. We're doing that in conjunction with BAIC and BAMC. You'll also find a kids playground with amusement rides, with games, etc., for the children to keep them occupied. We of course will have the traditional heritage fair activities such as hoopla and throw the ring and all those sorts. I think we also may also have that game where you throw something, and if you hit the person, they fall in the water. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we've got some people that would like to sign up for that. But a lot of activities. We've got lots of the school bands are participating, both on stage and marching, so that you get that activity on the ground. And we have an opening ceremony at 3:00, which will be presided over by the Governor General and the President of the Red Cross. And so that, along with the musical interludes, et cetera, for that ceremony should be something that people would want to see. And like I said, throughout the day, we start at 12:00. So there's ample opportunity throughout the day now that the nights are longer for people to come and to enjoy the entertainment, both gospel and secular day. And then for the closing, of course, with Junkanoo.
And this event next week, Saturday, March 28th, yeah. I'm correct?
No, not next week. It'll be the 28th of March, which is the end of March.
Ah,
It'll be from 12:00 in the day until 11 p.m. at night.
Let's talk about parking. I know you're on top of a government hill there. And what is the Red Cross doing to assist Bohemians who are coming and droves in terms of parking?
Okay, well, there's lots of corporate organizations that are nearby on East Hill Street, as well as down near the post office. There's lots and lots of parking in those parking lots. And of course, they're not occupied on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we're reaching out to all of those corporations. You've got the Central Bank on the other side with their parking. And, you know, down the hill on Market Street, you've got City Meat Market and that big open lot. Mm-hmm. Across from the southern gate in School Lane, you've got C.R. Walker. So there'll be lots and lots of parking. And we've also partnered with BTC and the Royal Bahamas Police Force to assist with those individuals who are mobily challenged to, stop at the various car parks and bring those individuals from the car parks to the fair.
You mentioned various places to park, but where is the entrance point? Do you have different entrance point or just one central entrance location?
We have three entrance points, one on Blue Hill Road, the other on Market Street, and the southern one would be the southern gate on School Lane opposite C.R. Walker.
Okay, and let's talk about money. Are you going to take Bohemian money, or you have that funny money, or are you going to have that what do you call that with the phone? What are we doing with purchasing stuff?
We are working very closely with the commercial banks. I think we have five of them that have signed up to be a part of this. And we will be using the Red Cross bucks. Yeah, and so people coming into the fair will change their legal tender for the currency that we're going in the grounds. Mm-hmm. And we will have ample banks to be able to facilitate that. They'll also have credit card machines, both in the banks and at the gates, to help to facilitate the movement of people through the gates very efficiently. And so we're hoping that it's all going to work as we've planned, and that we won't have any long lines, and that we'll have very happy patrons coming through the gates.
Okay, so let me make sure I'm clear. If I forget my money, if I pass in and say, hey, you know what, I want to go inside, but I only have my bank card, there you have facilitated ways that I could still come in and pay and get Red Cross bucks?
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
I was making sure, just in case. Yeah. No excuses then. No excuses. So give me a rundown. Excuses. We're about to leave right now, but give me a rundown about the day, the time, date, where, when, and which before we go.
So Saturday, the 28th of March, the last Saturday in March. I know you've got that you've had payday, and so you've got a couple dollars in your pocket, so you can come to the fair. This is the big one. It's going to be in the government grounds where it was many, many years ago when I was a young girl. And it's very nostalgic because it's going back to where it all started. And we want to ensure that this is one of the biggest and one of the best. And we encourage everyone to come out and participate and give back. If you're not able to donate in any huge way to the Red Cross, then this is your way to make a difference. Come pay your $10 and your $5, bring your nieces, nephews, your children, and make sure that they have an appreciation for what the Red Cross is and what they do and how we all owe them a debt of gratitude. And this is the way to pay it forward, a part of the fair.
Thank you very much. I was speaking to Ms. Janet Johnson, Chair of the Red Cross Fair, and also speaking to Ms. Alicia Pinder, Director General of the Red Cross. I'd like to thank you, and again, I want to recognize you and thank the Red Cross for their commitment to the Bahamas and all of their contribution. On the 28th, Saturday the 28th of March, come to the government house. They don't have nostalgia. They are returning home. That's the theme. All of the great things that usually happens at the Red Cross Fair is going to be happening. The entrance fee is $10 for adults, $5 for children. It's going to be exciting. They have all kind of parking. There will be a Red Cross bank where they can exchange funds to get their Red Cross bucks. Just come out. The last Saturday in March. That'll be March 28th. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and app, Nassau, Bahamas.